Good morning and welcome. We have a few announcements this morning. We have the nursery available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. You can take advantage of that. It's just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. We have the Club Rock Carnival this week. That'll be Wednesday evening at 5, starting at 5:30, going to 7. We'll be having a carnival. We'll have lots of games. We'll have food, and we'll have prizes for the kids. All of the students from the area from 1st through 6th grade are welcome to come, have fun, enjoy that, and we'll be giving some information about Club Rock to come. If you'd like to volunteer for that, we will need help cooking some of that food and serving that, as well as running the games and handing out those prizes. So we have a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. On that same note, we still do need some help with Club Rock, and we'll be having a meeting for Club Rock for all our volunteers after Sunday school this morning. So if you're interested at all in helping with Club Rock this year, if you could please show up to that meeting, and we can get you some of those details about changes that we have and about what specific needs we have as well. The praise team is also looking for a drummer for going forward. We're looking for a drummer for the praise team. So if you have any musical talents or know someone who has any musical talents, you can talk to Charlie or Nancy about how you can help out on the praise team. We have a baby shower coming up on September 25th here at the church at from 1 to 3 p.m. for the Gomes family and their baby boy, Quinlan. So if you could RSVP to Heidi Seaman, that would be awesome. And then we have our men's event coming up this Saturday on the 18th, and Brad has some more information about that. Brad, if you want to come up and share some of that with us.
Good morning. So we've asked Michael Brandt to come on the 18th, which is this Saturday. And what we're going to talk about is our theme is what does the Bible say about the role of men, and what do we have to do to be a godly man? What's our role in the church? What's our role as a husband, as a father? The elders kind of have decided that this is kind of a important thing for us, and we're kind of pushing on it. So I think if you would take the time to come Saturday morning, that you would have a great time and we'll kind of learn together. It starts at 8:30, I think. Right? And we're having some stuff to snack on, some coffee and donuts. We're having a couple sessions, and then we're going to have a lunch, and then we're going to go out and hang out and shoot stuff. No people will be harmed, or no animals will be harmed, we hope. But we are excited about this, I know it's a busy time of year, and it'd be a sacrifice to come, but we really want the guys to make an effort to come. I think it'll be well worth your time, and we'll have a good time. And I think sometimes we forget in all of our busyness how important it is to know what God's will is for us, and especially as a man. What's that mean for me? How am I supposed to lead my family? How am I supposed to be a leader in the community? What's all that look like? But anyway, that's what we're going to talk about. So hope to see you there the 18th. Derek's going to be there. We're shooting stuff. No, Clint's gonna provide everything, really. If you want to bring I think we decided if you want to bring your gun, you can. But otherwise, he'll have stuff to shoot, ammo. We might have a little $10 fee if you want to shoot for very long, and if you shoot something and break something, it's going to cost you more. All right, thank you.
If you have any questions about the men's event, you can talk to any of the elders or the pastors. We'll be sure to get you some more information about that. If you have any questions about the shooting, you can talk to Clint. Coming up on the calendar, we have a youth group tonight at 6 p.m. as always. We're going through Joshua right now. So high schoolers, middle schoolers, be sure to bring your friends. We always have fun. We always learn about God. So we've got youth group tonight. We've got young adults Bible study at Kelly and I's house Monday nights. So that's at 8 p.m. And we're going through Psalms. So if you are a young adult or you feel like a young adult still, come on over 8 p.m. We read the Bible and have good conversation. So we've got the CE board meeting on Tuesday night, and then Club Rock Carnival is on Wednesday night. We also have the Ladies Fellowship event here, or at the Hoffman's House on Thursday. That's at 2 p.m. So if you want to enjoy some fellowship with some ladies at the church, you can go ahead, head over to the Hoffman's House. Are there any other announcements this morning? The call to worship is 1 Chronicles 16, verses 23 through 31. So bear with me. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord, the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. And let them say among the nation, the Lord reigns.
Good morning again, and ask you to stand with me. We're going to sing number 16. We praise thee, O God, our Redeemer. Number 16. Words will be up on the screen as well.
We praise thee, O God, our Redeemer, Creator, in grateful devotion our tribute we bring. We lay it before thee, we kneel and adore thee, we bless thy holy name, glad praises we sing. We worship thee, God, our fathers, we bless thee, through life's storm and tempest our guide hast thou been. When pairs o'ertake us, escape thou wilt make us, and with thy help, O Lord, our battles we win. With voices united, our praises we offer to thee, great Jehovah. For glad anthems we raise, thy strong arm will guide us, our God is beside us, to thee, our great Redeemer, forever be praised.
Take the opportunity to greet one another and let them know you're glad they're here this morning. is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises, and have a couple of them have been given to me. As notified this week, if you have Grace Mays, Caring Bridge, or see that in the bulletin, we rejoice in the safe and healthy delivery of Jameson. And so the Paula and Greg have become grandparents, and so we rejoice with them, and that is where Paula is at. So, as well as her mom. Also, Kenny Van Zee is going to be having back surgery tomorrow in Aberdeen. That's still, okay, they called Friday, good. So Kenny's going to, and then he'll be in the hospital, Lord willing, just overnight, and then we'll be recuperating out at the Rogers. So if you drive by Kenny's place, you don't see his vehicle, don't panic. He'll be well taken care of. And then yesterday evening, the reason Greg is here is his mother, Donna, passed away. And so she had been going downhill the last couple of weeks, and yesterday, last 24 hours, it's been rough. And so she went home to be with the Lord. And so just pray for the family as they make decisions. It's that both ends of the spectrum. Celebrate a new addition to the family and a homegoing of another. And so I will pray for the Peterson family and for Greg, and any other prayer requests or praises.
My dad's out of the hospital. I guess he's on oxygen, but he is home.
That is a wonderful update. Any other requests? June. So Ron's cousin, Jeannie, she had a heart transplant a couple months ago, and now has contracted COVID, and that has definitely been a major setback, and so we'll be praying for her and the health. Other prayer requests to pray, Charlie. So Charlie and Jess are going to be heading to Massachusetts this week to bring John and his wife and child. They're going to be taking up residence in Sturgis. And so Jess and Charlie are going to be driving quite a bit of miles this week. And so we'll pray for safety, and as well as for John and family to get established in the Sturgis area. Other prayer requests or praises?
June.
Request from June, but it's a good reminder for pray for marriages across our country and in our community. That is the one area that, as we see in Scripture, Satan attacks directly is the family, and so it's praying for them as for God to strengthen and to protect. Ernie. So Ernie was able to see his brother Vernon, and his health has declined steadily. Prayer request is that he would have peace and acceptance, especially peace with his Heavenly Father, and have his eternal affairs in order. So we pray for Vernon.
What's the status of a head family?
It'd be Ron and April, correct? As of Friday, trying to find Derek. Yeah, they are all recovering. They should be get the okay to enter into society on Monday. But they April and a couple of the boys had ended up with COVID, so they. I know with the boys' health situations that was a concern, but they're all doing better. so far that I know of, Ron did not get it. He just has a sterner constitution, I guess. If they're watching, good morning, Ron and April. Any other request? Brenda.
My sister-in-law
Kathy is still afflicted with the blood clots in her lungs as a result of COVID. She's been in the hospital since August 30th. My brother is quite stressed. She doesn't seem to think progress. So the update on Brenda's sister-in-law Kathy, still in the hospital, still dealing with the blood clots, but she's been there since August 30th, and it's not just a concern for her health, but with her husband and his dependence upon her. It's praying for them. Any other requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and we acknowledge that there is not a lot of things that we can do to, even in our own lives. There's things that we think we can, but especially things of eternal significance. Jesus told us that apart from him, we can do nothing. And in our own strength, it is finite. We will wear down, and we do deal with health issues. But you do not. You are infinite. You are sovereign, and you watch over your people. Father, we don't always understand how you do these things. And sometimes you answer in ways that we are wondering about. Other times you answer in a way that we were not expecting. Father, you told us that we are to bring our request to you, that if we ask these things in Jesus' name, as according to his will, you will hear and listen and act in your good pleasure. Father, give us the grace and the strength and the understanding to leave things in your hands, to not worry. Over and over again, we are told not to be anxious, but we are to pray, and that we know that you will listen, and that your peace that can surpass all understanding will guard our hearts and minds. And so we lay these requests before you this morning. Father, we lift up Kenny and his back surgery tomorrow, that you would give the doctors and the surgical team wisdom for healing. We ask that you would heal his body completely, that you would alleviate the pain that he's been dealing with in his back. Father, that you would be an ever-present help during this time. Father, we also lift up Grace and Stephen May to you as the bringing home of Jameson. And Father, I pray that as they focus on this new addition, we are grateful for how you watched over his health and Grace's health during this pregnancy. Father, we also lift up Greg and the family with Donna's homegoing, and that you would give them wisdom in all the decisions that need to be made, that you would, in their grief, consistently remind them that we grieve as those that have hope. You don't tell us not to grieve. We even see your son at the funeral of Lazarus, and the fact that in looking at the situation, his humanity came through and his compassion. And we know that in the last days, you will come again for your people, that we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so we rejoice with Donna. She is healed completely. She is before her Lord and Savior. We just ask for those left behind as they grieve to know that there's hope. Father, we lift up John's dad to you, grateful he has made it home. Continue to strengthen him and to overcome the physical issues he's been dealing with. Father, we pray for Ron's cousin Jeannie as well with COVID, that the health issues she has had with the heart transplant and now adding on COVID, we ask that you would intervene. Father, we pray for Brenda's sister-in-law Kathy, also dealing with the effects of COVID, that you would heal these blood clots, that she may be able to start gaining strength and be able to get home. Father, we lift up Charlie and his dad, Jess, as they travel out to Massachusetts. We pray for John and his family as they get ready to move and the journey back to the Black Hills. We pray for safety, that is a lot of miles to put on. And so I pray that you would help them to stay alert, but also to watch out for those around them. And Father, we pray that this opportunity that John has to, in moving back to the state, that you would open doors for he and his wife to connect with those that know and love you and to get connected to a body of believers. We pray for Ernie's brother, Vernon, that not only for his health, but his eternal relationship with you, that he would make that sure and fast, that as the Philippian jailer learned, that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. We pray for Ron and April and the Haig family, continued healing and recovery from their bout of COVID. Father, we think of our community and our state and the most important component is the family. We pray for marriages that you would protect. We pray for the men's event coming up on Saturday, that the opportunity to again be encouraged and challenged to see how God has called men and the unique role that they have as being the head of the household, but also the leaders in the church and in our family and our community. Father, help us again to be committed for our time together to be an encouragement, as the scripture says, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. And Father, we pray for our country as we have commemorated the attacks of 20 years ago and the battles that have taken place and that will take place. Father, we ask that for your protection, but also we ask that our country would come back to you, not as a just as a country, but as each individual would confront their need for a Savior. And that's how you've called us to work, one individual at a time. Father, you've told us that we can build your kingdom. That's what we ask, that seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. That is what we, our pursuit of our hearts. For our time together today, we ask that you would be honored and glorified through our fellowship, through the singing, and through the hearing and applying of your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning and welcome. It's good to see all of you here today. Glad that you've chosen to join in worship with us. Let's stand and sing together here for a little bit.
Lovely is
If I missed a few lines of my music, sometimes I get lost in it. And I gotta follow where it leads me to go. Sometimes that's my fault, skipping a line or two.
To you,
last song, because I was thinking of about the lyrics of this song. You know, this is the air I breathe, your holy presence. You know, if we got to be in the presence of God to have the breath of life. Well, we don't have to be in his presence, but his presence in us, he gives us our breath of life. And he's our daily bread when we are in his word. As it goes on to parts of the chorus and anyways, parts of the other parts of the songs is where I'm lost without you. You know, we're desperate. We all have a void that has to be filled. And we can search worldwide for possessions or riches or whatever. But God is the only one that can fill this void in our life. We have a God-shaped void. And he's the only one that can fill that.
This is the air I breathe. Father, we thank you for the reminder of how desperately we need you. And we thank you that you are ever present, you're always available. When we call your name, you're there. We thank you for your word, that we can have it, and read it, know you through it. We thank you for your son. You made it possible for us to have a relationship with you. I pray that we would ever be mindful of just exactly how much we do need you, and never, ever take for granted the gift of your son, Jesus. In his name we pray, amen.